Welcome to another special episode of Whispers of Oxenfurt as we do a live commentary. But today I am joined by my fiance Lindsay. So Lindsay, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself real quick. That's amazing. Okay, so I know, go ahead.
No, that's perfect. I'm Lindsay. I'm his fiance. We'll just quote unquote that.
I've already covered that.
Tagline. I guess the main thing is I really know nothing about The Witcher whatsoever.
We should say this right now that we have both completely finished watching the series. So, spoiler warning. We're watching this live, and I'll admit I haven't seen episode 2 in maybe like a week now. So I don't remember all too much that was in it. Although judging by this, I remember it's Yen being in there, and then it's the Edge of the World one. So there will be spoilers. There will probably be spoilers for the rest of the season. This is intended for you to watch after you have seen the season. So if you don't want any spoilers of there, go finish the season and then come back. So.
Yeah, I can't promise I won't talk about something that's happened later on down the road trying to relay it back to what happened here.
Because there's a lot of questions, that's for sure. So I guess that should do it. Yeah, your background in fantasy, for those who don't know, is you've read the Harry Potter books.
Read the Harry Potter books, watched Game of Thrones.
You started the first Game of Thrones.
I started reading Game of Thrones. Yeah. I'm into it. I'm just not... I've seen... The Hobbit movies, but I haven't seen Lord of the Rings, so it's just kind of, I'm kind of all over the board a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, okay, and so let's get to the important stuff here. So we're going to call this basically Whiskey, Wine, and Witcher. So
ooh, that's a good one.
I know, Whiskey, Wine, and
Did
Witcher
you just
series.
Did come up with that?
No, I came with it a long time ago, but I just forgot about it and then remembered it now.
Oh, dang.
So what are you drinking over there?
I am drinking a bottle of wine that someone from work gave me for Christmas.
Too much information.
Oh. Called Solaire. It's actually really, really good. So unfortunately, if I have to keep re-pouring, you might hear a little bit of
it's a red blend of like a Cab, Merlot. I think there's even a Malbec in there. So does it taste a lot like a Bordeaux, which is my type of wine?
But I'm definitely drinking out of my fucking majestic unicorn cup.
And it literally says fucking majestic and has a unicorn on there. And the noise you're hearing is the cat, Stella, who has jumped on the table. Took her 2.5 minutes to make her appearance. All right, so I am drinking what a Hakushu 12-year. It's a Japanese whiskey. It is discontinued, so if you find it out there, it's a little expensive, but it's much, 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 I shouldn't say much worth it. It's well worth it. There you go. It's
you
well
try
worth
to be
it.
Fancy.
Yeah, basically. It's well worth it if you enjoy scotches, because again, it's like a scotch. Japanese whiskeys are like scotches, so it's very good. It's discontinued, and I will be going to town on that. So without further ado, I believe we are ready to get started. So again, make sure you sync up. We will be watching the show live. So I'm going to press start. I've got it paused. I've got it all the way at the beginning. And the cat just started it. So do not... Okay. All right. Take two. And that's another thing. I'm doing no editing. I'm literally posting this right afterwards. So again, let's get ready. And we will start the show in 3, 2, 1, now. And the ba-doom. There we go. All right, Kat, don't lean on that. Oh, yes, the episode 4 marks. Episode 2, 4 marks. And we're about to be introduced to the, like, I would say Mean Girls because it's a couple, but like an 80s version. 80s couple here, bullies.
Oh, yeah.
I meant to put the subtitles on. Because you pick up stuff with the subtitles. Oh, it'll pause it, I think, if I turn it on. Too late.
I agree. Roses are cliche.
Not a rose. Oh, she still went there. Roses are cliche? You don't like roses? There's a reason why they're there. Yeah, now you want it.
Yeah, that you throw on the ground. Exactly.
I'm guessing bullying has been around since the beginning of times. But this just seems like something that's so like now or something that they'd have on there. I don't know. It just seems harder to imagine. And she's gone.
I know her eyes are a big thing, like in the series and stuff, but I mean, they're pretty badass.
Yeah, they're violet there. Or yeah. Purple, yeah. Purple.
Oh, this is when she meets this guy.
Istrid, who I think it has been announced that he is coming back for season two. And I think that means they'll be adapting A Shard of Ice. That short story. The only short story he was in was one in the second book called A Shard of Ice. But I do like that they have him here because they go way back. Love triangle.
Oh, with her and Geralt?
The Tower of the Gull, Eretusa.
Oh, yep, you deserve that, bro.
I'm pretty sure I missed that in the first go-around. That they're at the Tower of the Gull. That's a big tower. Mm. We'll come back to it in...
Big tower.
What book? Like, was that season three or four? I don't know. There's a lot going on. Everyone likes to eat flowers.
The heck?
Gotta build that portal.
But Yen did it like nobody's, like, no big deal.
I think that's what they're there. It's noticeable.
Oh.
What's that called when you get like a GPS or something?
Oh, like a tracker.
Like a track, yeah. You gotta do a certain portal a certain way, otherwise, you get tracked.
Oh.
By the government. Or in this case, Taseya.
So.
Oh yeah, here comes this scene.
Oh.
It did say in the books that she was like mistreated and abused. But I don't ever remember if it said that she was sold.
Oh. God, it just makes you feel so bad.
Yeah, well here comes her ticket to Hogwarts. I mean, Eretusa.
So, are mages, like, born with the power?
I think it's one of those you just get it fleshed out. Like, okay. You show signs and it gets taught. Like, she has a bunch of it. That's why she's okay. Just kind of going all over. That's what they're talking about, like, that whole control
chaos.
I didn't know this, but that Mianna Burring, who plays Taseya, played Anna Henrietta in the games, and I just literally found that out today, and now I can't unhear it because it does sound just like her.
I mean, is it bad that she's a witch? Like,
well, it's just
isn't that like a better life?
Yeah, but it's still your daughter, you know. And at the same time, they don't, what they think of what they do, they're mistreated and all that.
Yeah.
And as we find out, sorcerers are kind of like witchers where they don't all make it. But they don't really know that.
So I know this is about to come up, but does she truly attempt to slit her wrists in the books?
All this is made up. None of this was in the books.
Because we don't get Yen's backstory
in the book, so no, I don't believe that was the case. When we talk, again, big spoilers coming up, so if you don't want to know what happens even like three seasons down the road, skip ahead, I don't know, like a minute, at least a minute. So yeah, she slits her wrists here, and we'll see, you know, we'll just wait till... Oh, hell no, I told people to skip. When Taseya... Okay. When Yen slits her wrist here to kill herself, That's how Taseya kills herself.
Oh.
Something happens in the meantime. If something happens, something big happens, and Taseya, it's her fault, basically, mm-hmm. and she literally kills herself by slitting her wrist.
So
I think that's them. So when you go back on a rewatch, you're like, oh my God, Taseya said that same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's just interesting that, like, I don't know, in today's world of, like, mental health and things like that, that that's what they chose. But that makes sense if that's a later on thing.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Oh, I just realized that those are the eels, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, each episode has their little sign. I wish it said the name of the episode, though, instead of The Witcher.
Yeah.
I like it when they show, like, names of episodes. And none of these show the name of the episodes. I know it's on Netflix, and you can literally see it right there. But I like when they have that in there. Cirilla, Fiona, Ellen, Rhiannon.
Siri.
Siri.
Too bad every time I hear it, it makes me just think of, like, your iPhone and, like, hey, Siri.
Yeah, I wonder how many times that went off during the show if people had the Siri on. Same thing, though, if you have, like, the Amazon thing.
Alexa.
And there's someone named Alexa in the house. Princess Cirilla.
Her eyes look green there, but I swear later on when they zoom in, they're blue.
I think they were blue, but they showed in the promo show them as green. Because, yeah, it's supposed to be ashen-haired, green-eyed. But I think they were blue, too. But I'm right in there.
Oh, yeah, this is when she puts... I give it to her, though. She's, like, pretty freaking resourceful. I would have never thought to do that.
Yeah. Middle Ages makeover. Where's that montage? Oh, she didn't really get all of it, did she?
No, but still, I mean.
Well, the shawl is kind of a giveaway.
Yeah.
As we'll learn. Always the berries. If you learn anything from TV, it's berries are always poisonous.
Yeah. They're blue green. I'm gonna be stuck on this eye thing.
Yeah, maybe they'll zoom in. Did he ever say why he didn't like speak at first?
No, I think he was just nervous, maybe.
Dara. I wonder if he'll be back in season two. Or if like that was it.
He's like, okay.
What the hell else you gonna eat? Wait, is that the rat? That's
like
a huge rat.
Looks like a squirrel. Because, girl, you talking enough?
Like TMI, girl.
Yeah, don't you know there's a bounty on you?
Yeah, more. Winged helm. Ugh. The plume. It's more like the winged helmet. They really emphasize the plume in here. As opposed to the winged helmet. I guess it's just more practical in real life. I can't. Like, what are you babbling about?
He's just like, here, are you going to eat or no?
Yeah. He's like, bitch, I'm out here eating rats in the forest. Do you want to hear your problems? # Sintran problems. Oh, I should also say that unlike my first episode, I'm not taking a shot every time that Destiny is mentioned because I learned from my mistakes. 8 times it was mentioned in the first episode.
I mean, you just take a drink every time.
No. No dice. Although I know by the last two episodes they did that shit again where they said it.
Yeah, like every other scene. Yeah.
They really said it a lot in this season.
He's like, oh.
Yeah, you obviously must be a Centurion because you're not speaking. Oh, naive Siri.
Really? That's what we decided to name him was Rat Boy?
I mean, he didn't give his name.
But still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Yaskier. Dandelion from the games. That's the same guy. Remember Dandelion?
No.
The guy we rescued? No. Dressed all flamboyantly?
No.
Did you? Oh, maybe. Oh, I don't think you did that when you were there. I think I played that on my own.
Oh, this is the first time we meet him, huh?
Yeah, it's only the second episode. He's about to drop. Do, 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 do. Oi! Oi!
Unbelievable. You need
to drop an abortion in there. Tough crowd.
And he's like, sweet bread.
Thank yeah, I love how he's just like, hey, bread. That like, that's his that's his tip is his meal.
Oh, and now
he's... Another thing, though. In the books, they're already friends. So we don't learn them meeting. We don't have them meeting in the books.
I wonder how hard it was, like, on his throat to be that deep all the time. I don't.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I haven't heard Henry Cavanaugh, like, really talk that much, but, like, to be that.
I mean, yeah, he's definitely.
I mean, like, you're trying to make your voice as deep as possible.
Creatures in your song.
Like, does that hurt?
No. It kind of helps that I have, like, still junk in my throat. But again, as you're trying to do everything else and God, I mean, they're fucking probably filming like 15 hours a day.
Right.
I would think that, yeah, that would, they'd have something, you know, I don't know, drink a lot of tea or something. I don't know.
Called it.
Called it. Oh, is this Geralt? Oh, sounds.
He's like, Earl.
Sounds a little Northumbrian. Negotiate.
Yeah, but he's...
And then, oop, it's exactly what he has in the pouch. Perfect.
But he doesn't take it, right? Didn't he say you pay me afterwards?
No, hell yeah, he takes it.
Oh, really? I thought...
I know.
That later other on, Witcher... What he says...
No, the other Witcher took it because they said he took the money and ran.
Right, but remember he said you pay me afterwards.
I know.
Like...
Well, yeah, I guess he just... I think he did it because that Witcher.
Oh,
because
he already got ran off. Over.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just made this podcast with hashtag explicit on it.
It always is. Oh, my first one. I don't even know what the hell I really said the last 15, 20 minutes. Fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. There we go. Getting them all in. That's a pretty funny line we just passed over right there. It is kind of funny here, though, too, that he lets him come along.
Right.
Like, why does he let him come along? It's right here. He calls him the butcher, Blaviken, like, come here. Yeah. Ho-ho! I'm surprised he didn't just kick him off the cliff.
Oh, and we're back to Yen.
To Eratusa. You gotta say it like that. Say it like that.
I can't.
Eratusa!
Mm-mm.
Try it.
Mm-mm.
Fine. To say it to freeze, not vries, because it's like Dutch, so it's not with the F. I'm sorry, it's not with the V. I'm supposed to say freeze.
I'm supposed to say freeze? I was trying to listen to her say her name.
I know, but I'm saying it's like Dutch, I think, so it should be to freeze as opposed to de vries.
De free.
And I say this as a non-Dutch speaking person. Therefore, I should know. There you go, with the losing control. I think that's pretty much what it is. And I think they go in, oh, wait. We'll give a spoiler warning when they bring that up again, in case you missed the other spoiler warning. But seriously, if you're worried about spoilers, I might blurt out a lot. So I would just bail out if you don't want anything spoiled from the future. Because I already gave away a big one there. That's like 3 years away. And I said it to you because I know you'll forget.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because literally that's probably going to be like in 2024 or something like that. Sabrina.
If they keep doing the show, knock on wood.
They'll keep doing it. Oh, they'll keep doing it. Or we riot. So Sabrina there. Fringilla. What's her name? Fringilla. That's eel.
Right?
That's eel girl. The girl with the bear, the little teddy bear, or whatever that doll is. Aww. I know. I might be showing my ass, but Annika's not. Sabrina definitely comes back. Like she's in the books. Oh, little doll.
Oh.
Wrong answer.
Damn. Mic drop.
Yeah, you ain't going nowhere.
Sorry, bitch. You stuck. So
chaos.
They're about to do this like explanation example of like having to give something up to do your magic, blah blah blah.
Basically saying that yeah, something has to be sacrificed. But they don't do it later. In what?
Like later when they're throwing magic about like nobody's business, what's being taketh and giveth away?
Go ahead and pass that wine. While I distract you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're making... Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. I might have to go look into that. Oh, Fringilla.
Yep, that's the wine.
Oh, was it... it was showing up on there. Yeah, so that's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, because it does. It makes it... It makes it seem like there's always going to be something, unless it becomes like a part of you.
So it's like you're decreasing yourself or something, or strength.
Yeah, it is strength. That's right.
Because it's when just we your see, strength of being able. Oh, because
again, spoiler alert. Oh, the like Vilga Forts. Vilga Forts can't conjure a weapon. Yeah. And I think it's the same thing with Tisei at the end, where she was like done. Although she got Dimeridium, so. Is this like in Harry Potter when they just don't have enough umph, where there's not enough confidence with it?
Wingardium Leviosa.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Yeah, I think it's more of a confidence thing.
I had that in an episode. I had that clip in an episode, but I don't remember what it was about. This is now a Harry Potter podcast.
Damn.
Dun, dun. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like.
Like, what do you take that? Yeah. Like, okay.
Thanks, coach.
Yep.
Good
see
talk. Good talk, coach. All right, I've got my drinking beauty cup. With a Toussaint-y red here.
And trust me, it's in Disney writing.
Toussaint.
Toussaint?
Toussaint. See, you said it right. Not Toussaint.
Toussaint?
Toussaint.
Way out from Texas.
Hey there, Isher. Why I got all these skulls on you? What are all these skulls here?
She found him again. Hey, hottie.
Isher can get it. And he gets it. I swear, every Yaskier song gets stuck in my head when he sings it. Because all I have in my head now is, have an abortion. Have an abortion, baby. Oh, and this is Toss a Coin to Your Witcher at the end, too.
Yeah.
We might have to sing that. So we get them pipes ready. Spoiled little rich girl wandering in here.
So did no one ever see her? Like,
in why don't they recognize her?
Yeah.
I mean, I think mainly it'd be one of those.
Like, you just have your own shit going on?
Well, the nobility, you know, nobles in, like, the high-ranking nobles there would recognize her. Because she didn't really go out, you know? Well, she did go out, but she was disguised. Playing with the people she would later kill. Remember?
Yeah.
Those are the friends.
Are you giving spoilers?
I already said I'm spoiling the whole season. Quit cutting in line! I should probably quit yelling at the microphone.
Oh!
Siri, shut up! Provided by the queen. Shut the hell up. She dead.
Oh.
So I guess he just assumes that she stole it.
Probably.
Because it would be like, that is something of the highest rank. Like, you would know it gets like, made for royalty.
You? Yeah.
The royalty gets, generally. Royalty is specific stuff different from either nobility. So you would know what is made for the royal family. As she is literally the princess. I wonder if that'll come back later. Oh, I was going to say the arrow in the knee and make the Skyrim meme complete.
Uh-huh.
Until I took an arrow in the knee. That's right, I forgot. This is the elf episode where they talk about all the elves and then never talk about them again. Talk about Philivandrel and all that. Oh, yeah, this, yeah. That's right, yeah. This is also just a non-humans get mistreated episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait for Ciri. Ciri's really bad in this episode. That's her middle name. And I believe that was her... It was a descendant, was Fiona. Was that Falca's... Something related to Falca. The woke brother.
Okay, so she took the land from the elves.
The humans did. Not her. Not her.
Okay, humans in general.
Yeah, the humans took the land from the elves. The elves were here first. The humans came and were like, hey, here's these treaties, and they broke them. Think Native Americans and Europeans. That's exactly what it is.
Got it.
Yeah. Here come... Yeah... Here you go.
I was gonna say, she looks fancy.
Oh, yeah, she's clearly like aristocracy. But yeah, here comes Ciri. All right. Oh. Fetch the shoes? Oh. I'm gonna give you my shoe. Oh, okay. Well, certainly Ciri's gonna be like, oh, no. I can't take those.
Heck no.
I can't take those. And Ciri...
I'd be like, that's not what I'm worried about.
Oh, and you take them. Yeah, good looking out, Ciri.
I mean, she does look...
But methinks that guy gets his revenge.
Yeah.
A big thing they've been relating this to is like Shrek and Donkey.
Haha.
Shrek and Donkey? Which I have never seen any Shrek movie. I haven't. Seen bits and pieces, and I saw Puss in Boots.
I was saying... I saw Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots was good.
Yeah. You're like, don't
touch. Don't
touch
Roach. Roach. Don't touch Roach. I got just a... wink, wink.
Like, you're welcome.
And it was, it's very wink wink, but it is also just like thrown in exposition, like awkwardly put in.
But I like when shows do that, when they kind of make a joke of it, like, yes, this is what we're doing.
But that's also largely what he does.
Yeah.
Especially in the games too, like he's like the narrator almost. And a lot of times in the books also, it's like he's the intro one is something that he wrote because he writes the ballads.
Yeah.
And writes everything down. He really does sound a lot like Doug Cockle, Game Geralt. Like, he definitely
I'm sure that's probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the voice everyone's used to.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, that.
But he also played the games, I think, before he read the books.
Ah.
So, like me. And I would, the overwhelming majority of people was that way, I'm sure.
Nah. It ain't a devil, bro.
I mean, it is. He got horns. Oh.
Well, and.
Don't. Down goes Jaskier. His Witcher senses are tingling.
Dee 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 dee. Ah! Oh.
Not the quickest reaction from Geralt there.
You talk.
Couldn't get out of the way. Balls.
Ow.
This. That's another meme right there, too. This is another scene, too, where it's like, this shit isn't that serious. Lee talks about you're a dick with balls, and then your motherfucker snowman. It's like, this isn't, like, meant to be taken that seriously. It's dumb, you know, pulpy, if you want to call it, nonsense. Piglet. That was another thing too. Yen called Ciri like a bunch of names as she was like training her. Because Ciri gets trained to be a sorceress.
Oh, really?
Like she gets supposed to be taken to Eretzuza to be a sorceress.
I didn't know that.
And then shit goes down. Mainly because Ciri's like, I ain't gonna fucking do this. But then mainly it was other shit that went down. But she calls her like ugly. But it's meant to be like.
To try to get her to... Yeah,
it's not meant to... It's meant to be, like, nice. But I always thought it was might have been something in translation as well. Because as I'm reading it, I'm like, she keeps calling Ciri, like, ugly. Like, my ugly child and stuff like that. And it's like, why? Because it didn't seem like in the motivational way, but maybe it could have been. I always thought it was just a weird translation. Like a...
Well, I guess ugly we'll get to see what they something. Do. Yeah.
Who like, know, I don't... Yeah.
Like, you're, like...
Who knows what they'll do.
Did she just make that up, or...
You don't remember?
No.
You about to find out. I remember how this episode... It doesn't go well for Yen.
Yeah.
Oh...
God's a dagger.
Jesus Christ.
You a bitch.
Yeah, who needs Philippa in the first season when you have Tissaia? They'll understand it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you say. Why does he like need her trust if he can just read her mind?
Why does he need her trust?
Oh. Like, remember, like, in there, that weird thing where they were like playing each other for like information?
Like, right now? That's what they're doing now, basically.
Right.
Oh.
Like, if he can read her mind, like, what the.
Yeah. Maybe it's one of those, she's strong because of the magic or something. She can block it. Or maybe I'm just forgetting.
Are those his real eyes or is that for the show?
I don't know. They look like dark blue, don't they?
Yeah.
Almost like gray. Like light gray.
Uh-huh.
Aren't those locusts? Cicadas? Yeah. Cicadas? Cicada?
Cicadas.
Is locust like a Texas term?
I think so.
Cicada is like the real,
probably
the actual
cicada.
One. Cicada? Cicada? Cicada, cicada, tomato, tomato.
Kiss, sir.
Not yet. Aww.
Kiss, sir. That seems to be the reoccurring theme when people get in contact with Siri.
What?
Like, everyone keeps telling her, like, oh, you're safe now, every single time.
I think probably just reassuring, you know?
I mean, yeah, they're all like motherly types. Yeah.
Yeah, if you find, like, a lost kid, it's like, hey, everything's okay, because I guess you just wanted to feel better.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, good. Good lie off the top of your head.
Well, they did.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. You're right.
Pavetta and Dunny.
Yeah, forget about that.
Pavetta. So why doesn't she say who she is here? If they're like
Sintra. They've already talked shit about her. They've already talked shit about the queen.
I know, but if they're Sintra loyalists, essentially.
It doesn't matter. They know the royal family's dead. I mean, they're not going to give a shit about her.
She's literally the queen of Sintra.
I don't think there is no more Sintra.
But these are Sintran people loyal to Sintra. If she literally goes up to those guards and like, if she can prove it, she has to prove it. But I'm Cirilla, blah, 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 and proves it, and they're like, oh, shit, there's the queen. What do you want to do? Because you're the queen.
I feel like all the people
Visigard's out there
everyone's
somewhere.
Everyone's already saying fuck the queen when she's in line for
soup. I'm talking
about
the soldiers.
Yeah.
Well, at least that one guy was loyal, the wannabe knight. I didn't pour
with
enough
the
water.
Elf ears.
Yeah. Just don't let Dara near there. Dorelis. Oh, yeah, the lightning in a bottle.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. Aww.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Tolara. Stop asking questions.
It's a valid question.
Stop asking questions.
No, it's not.
That's magic, bitch.
Ooh.
Snatch.
Ouch.
I mentioned this in the Lore Party podcast. This is like Oklahoma drill in football. Someone's just knocked down. And you're like, oh,
just
get him out. Get him out the
move
way.
Over to the side.
All right, line back up. Or you just take you down. Or we go down like 10 yards. Yeah. And then boom. You know what Oklahoma drill was?
It's where they just beat the shit out of each other, right?
You just hit head to head, boom,
yeah, like
go at each other. Or like bull in the ring.
Dang. Yeah. And then, ow.
In the face. In the face.
I'll move it when I want to. And whatcha?
Hold up. Yoinked that away a bit too early.
But she just like took it in.
Sabrina. Yeah, you the weak.
I'll say, yeah, she just wants to fucking kill her.
I guess that's what she was trying to do there.
I think she was just mad. And she had, remember, because she had taken, like, the lightning in.
That's the rivalry. Like, they got a rivalry. And again, with the last episode of the season, you'll see it a little more. So basically, it was just Sabrina and Frangilla.
Yeah.
Ha. See? Exactly. Oh, like us. That's why you've been hard on me.
Mine.
The teacher's fault. It's the teacher's fault. Oh, yeah.
Wine pour.
That's good. Oh, man, is that battery going out? All right, if you hear a beep in the background, I guess that's our fire alarm.
Smoke detector?
Or that.
Well, he made it go off earlier, so that's probably why it's like having to work.
So, again, that's the one I talked about earlier when I gave that spoiler alert. That's what we were referring to. And back on.
Oh. Pissed off Witcher.
God.
Elves.
Elves. Teruvial. Shut up. Kick him in the chest, not the loot.
I like how I didn't notice this the first like time the, that every time they hit him, it's a guitar string. Yeah. Yeah,
he's breaking the loot like as they hit him. Yeah. Too close.
Yep.
Pointy.
She's sick.
I like how he asked what's wrong with her as if she didn't just get her nose broken by a headbutt. Ooh. Hey, Sylvans are smart.
That one.
Is that getting picked up?
Yeah.
God damn it. He does look pretty ratty.
He's so very wise, like.
That's the thing, he's really not. He's really a dumbass, but he does. He learned from, you know what I mean? But Blaviken. No, from Blaviken he learned. Which that's what he's referring to here. I was gonna say chaos is a ladder. Remember that?
What?
Never mind. Ooh. Pride is all we've left. See, this is the elf backstory that they don't ever go back to for the rest of the season. And I know it plays into later, but I don't know.
Maybe they'll do it later, but but no one's going to remember understand. This. Yeah,
no one's going to remember it. But yeah, it's basically letting you know, like, hey, the elves are here first. Humans came over, broke treaties, slaughtered them all, continue to kill them, somewhat. Especially Sintra. Sintra was very much...
I mean, why? Are elves special at all?
They're different. I think his whole point is just human racism. Just okay. It's Sepkovsky's thing of racism. The Blue Mountains. So this is like far east. This is way away from Sintra. But see, that's the thing here. Like, if we're supposed to be with Geralt here and he's supposed to be speaking of the show, he's basically saying, like, abandon your homelands.
Yeah.
Don't fight for your homelands. Like that. It's like adapt. And I don't know, I'm not saying that's like a pro-colonialism thing, but it's like, now how about fuck those humans and fucking kill them? Take back what was stolen.
I don't know.
So here's the big difference. In the books, what happens here is there's this literal god, the queen of the fields, who comes right here. Like, they're about to kill them. There's no change of heart. Like, literally, Philivandrel, they're about to kill him. And this queen of the fields, deity, comes, like, levitating in and, like, telepathically speaks. Uh-huh. And is like, let them go. And so then they let them go. And Philivandrel and Geralt part.
Yeah.
Basically saying, like, all right, we're going to see each other on the battlefield and we'll see what's up. Yeah. And, like, there's, like, this mutual thing of, like, we will fight again, but he never comes back.
But I really liked, like, the line he just said was, like, I'm ready to die. Yeah, go for it. But don't lump me in with, like, human race.
I ain't human. God damn it. Does he ever call her Yenna?
No.
I think he called her that in the story. Yenna.
Ooh.
Mo Yenna. Like, that's what was great. I hope they do that in the second season. But literally, like, Geralt and Istrid were going to duel over her. Like, fight.
Like, oh, really?
Like, dumbass guys.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think Yen does?
Fucking blows them both away. Yeah. She's no, like, fuck both of y'all.
No, she just leaves and says, like, yeah, fuck both of y'all. Like, I'm out. Both of y'all.
It would have been better if she, like, used, like, threw both of them on their asses and was like, fuck y'all, and left.
No, she literally.
God.
Yeah, she kestrels these things.
I like her.
But she literally is just like, because she wants to pick Geralt, but Geralt can't, like, choose her because he's a brooding, like, moody bitch. Geralt is. He's so. God. I just love how. If people have only played the games, or people take it, they think he's just some this badass witcher who just goes around, like, banging broads and slaying monsters. He's an emo, moody little bitch.
Okay.
And it's great, though, because he's, and especially with Yen, is how he sulks. And she calls him out on it over and over. And, like, you are sulking. This is on you. You are complaining and whining. And he's just like, and he just pouts. It's great. But he's not some badass.
So he's kind of like her, though. He was made into a witcher. He wasn't born a witcher.
See, Yeah, and again, I might be showing my ass on this. I don't know if it ever says explicitly how Yen becomes a sorceress. It makes it seem like I thought that she wanted to be it.
Yeah.
But in this, it's made out it wasn't, but it was. Mm-hmm. Like, she's forced to go there.
She wanted the power.
But then once she goes there, she realizes, oh, shit, I can be powerful. But no, witchers are absolutely taken as boys, usually orphans or that lost a prize.
Okay.
Given to the witchers, and they are forced, these children, through these trials. It kills... seven out of ten, kills 70% of them.
That makes sense.
They literally have no choice. Okay. And that's another thing that comes down to it, is him like, I don't want to be a fucking witcher, but I am. I'm good at it. I have to be it, because I can't be normal, because no one's going to accept me as normal.
Right.
And he's not normal, because they're old as shit.
The flower.
Elder blood. That's Ciri. That's why they want her.
I was like, who's an elder blood?
That's why Nilfgaard wants her. She got the elder blood.
What the? They friggin' eat everything.
Oh, yeah. Eat that. Oh, yeah. Slower. Sorry. We need the subtitles on. Except I think it just say elder blood speech. Elder tongue speech.
Ooh, gotta go.
Ooh, gotta go. Vafael, Ked Melanchay.
His face right now is like, the fuck?
I just love how the actors have to look at nothing right there. And they have to just be like, okay, I'm thinking of this portal. But they don't even know what it looks like, because this is obviously all post-production.
Right.
So it's just, yeah, imagine this rippling, goofy fucking thing over here.
Oh, the father was half elf, so she's only like a quarter elf.
Quadroon is what they call them.
Excuse me.
A quadroon? Which she actually is, yeah. Well, that, remember that comes up with her not going to Edirne?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Syntra. And then they throw back to like Syntra caring about what Edirne's doing. I didn't, well, that's for a later episode. I think the next episode. Yeah, the next episode, actually.
Roll credits.
Did you say four marks?
Uh-huh.
They said the title. Yay!
Kiss her.
They don't say Betrayer Moon. They don't say the... don't say the title on everyone. Oh, get it.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
No, that's... Is that the next one where they're banging in front of that imaginary audience?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that is the third. Yeah, because she transforms. That's right. It's a transformation. The flower. What? She was playing him.
What?
I say, bit. My name.
She's like, nah, dude. You haven't done anything.
She's like, no, you did one thing.
No, you ain't.
You did one thing. You try to kill Sabrina. She isn't that bad.
You basically use your sexuality to get something.
Hey now. That's not very...
Oh no, girl, I'm high-fiving you for it.
Oh, okay. You said it.
But it doesn't mean you're ready to be a freaking mage.
Stregobor, much expanded role in the show than in the books. He's literally only in the one short story, The Lesser Evil, the one with Renfri. Then he bounces.
You're talking like I know that's short story.
The first episode.
Oh.
Renfri.
Right.
You remember Renfri?
Yes.
Okay. I was about to say, you got to remember. She comes back in like three other episodes. In like flashbacks. Oh, yeah. We going to get it. Oh, yeah. Halfling. Did they say their name? Or am I being wrong calling him the Halfling?
I don't remember. Dude.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here it comes. Best part of the episode.
He's like, fuck
best part of the episode.
This,
yeah.
You bitch.
There we go. Okay. Okay, now. All right. All right, now it might be a bit much, but.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was so quite yeah. so much.
Hey, good for him, though.
And how did he know she was in there?
I don't know. Story? Plot? Anyway, good. The halfling got his revenge. Death to all humans. Aw, you ain't gonna be a knight now, are you? Little shit.
But not in that, like...
Yeah, go kill some more elves.
He's like, hello!
Eat shit. Kyr.
Bye, gotta go.
Kyr Mor Dhifwineb Sialik. Say his name.
No.
Say it.
Hell no.
Kyr Sialik, not Kalik.
Winged helmet.
Winged helmet with the plume. Kind of creepy guy. He's very creepy looking. Like, he's what I think of when I think of, like, a Nazi stormtrooper.
Yeah.
When I think of somebody in the SS, like, it's that fucking dude.
Creepy guy.
He's really, like, super high cheekbones, very triangular face.
Oh, yeah, this is when she doesn't hear the knock. And she gets real upset about it.
War can't ascend. Mommy, what I do? Does that sound like her?
No.
Oh. Aw, Duralis, that's the girl with the...
The doll.
The dolly.
She's like, I'm fucking pissed.
She didn't call him. Said what?
But don't you think, like, when you walk down there and saw the ones that were down there, you'd be like, oh, Sabrina, the freaking, you know.
The two that caught the lightning in the bottle. Yeah, those weren't anybody. I thought that Anik. I didn't realize again on the rewatch that it literally is just those six.
Yeah.
At this point right now, if you're one of those other two, aren't you like, whoa, hold up.
Pretty much.
Wait, what's going on here? Is this ascending?
Or you think, yeah.
Wait. And then you're done. It's like the villain that knows. So raise your hand out there if you knew exactly what was going on right now. Because I didn't know what the hell was going on. She comes back.
I was confused that they like were staying that way. Like, why couldn't they just go on and live their lives? Like,
yeah, but then again, it came because of the conduit, and it made sense once they said it. When something has to die, like that's the yeah, and the control and the power, where they're the conduit in there, and I guess they're the ones that absorb the actual magic that goes on. I'm thinking that's what it is. Like, that's the conduit. So they get to use all that magic.
Yeah, she just said she's yeah, the conduit for Eretusa.
But like you said, if they're just lifting this one thing and doing it there, I guess the massive magic they do is die. A great system for the people, you know, that don't get turned into eels. We're about to start singing. Oh, song slap.
Me.
There he goes again, just delivering it. Filivendril. The whole point, too, is that the elves, like, 100 years ago or so, had this massive uprising, Aelorin, yeah. And they stupidly went and tried to fight and all got slaughtered. And the whole thing is they will never recover.
Right.
Like, they just can't. I guess they can't procreate as easy as humans. Maybe they have, like, an 8-year gestation period or something. Here it goes. Get those lighters up. Song. Would he accidentally take the hat off?
Yeah.
Oh, how'd you know? Masterful deceit. They kicked in my teeth. Well, let's roll.
Yeah, kind of like, all right, let go.
Wait, hold up. Like how abrupt that is. Ain't that the truth? Toss a coin to your witcher. Are you pretty? Oh yeah.
Coin to your
witcher. Song's about to be stuck in my head again for the next, at least tonight.
Which is basically how he has his reputation is.
Yeah, he's like, well, fuck. Did we not learn anything?
Pretty much.
And now it's going to go off to be like, oh, you slaughtered those fucking elves there. And it's like, no. Well, that's again, too, like, he says, like, oh, I have a lot of respect for them. I changed it. But then he's like, no. He's making it seem like the elves were terrible.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what the fuck?
But again, it's against popular opinion, like...
I know, but it's like... he says, where's your newfound respect? He's like, ah, respect doesn't make history. So, who gives... Fuck them. I need to make a goddamn song. You know?
Yeah.
Like... T. Toss a coin to your witcher. Your friend, light it up, Arethusa.
Right?
Oh,
you got some new power. Coin to your witcher.
Now, humanity.
It's a coin to your witcher.
Damn, this song. I like how it's become a meme to people like screaming it.
Just a coin to your witcher.
I hit the high note. Hey, that's why I know my throat's clearing back up. I couldn't hit that shit like 10.
Hope 10, everyone turned their volume 10. Down for that one.
Oh, yeah, turn that down. Hey, they're singing with it. If they lined it up correctly, then they'll be singing it with me, and they'll be like, oh, they won't have that. And scene.
It's like we just saw Frozen 2, and that's like that Into the Unknown song. Everyone's been like screaming it like that.
They have been? Oh, like screaming it?
Uh-huh, like, yeah.
Okay, so there you go. That is episode 2 for Marks. What? Mm. All right, what's the verdict? What'd you think?
I liked it. That's honestly the second time I've ever watched it. I haven't watched it 5 times. Like he has.
I think that's that should be the 5th time I think I've seen that one.
I noticed some more things, and again, it's now that I know a lot, I see a lot for like, oh, that makes more sense of why this is in happens in the future and future episodes, blah blah blah. But I like the Yennefer backstory part of it.
See, and that's the thing too, and we can hit on this later as we get to it. I like the Yennefer backstory a lot more than I like the Yennefer stuff we actually get once she becomes that mage.
Right.
And this stuff literally comes from the books. Like when we get her in the Bounds of Reason, Rare Species of the Dragon episode, the Borch episode, from that on. I don't know what it was, but there was something about her, I guess, when she's struggling and like fighting and an underdog that I thoroughly enjoyed. That once she became like that badass and in there, that I just was like, oh, I just don't like it as much. Mm. And it's not her characterization. Like the characterization was done very well to what it was. But I enjoy like the fight of what it is. And I enjoy Yen because I guess it was more or less, we saw in one episode her literally be a fucking beaten down, goddamn less than a pig.
Yeah.
Towards the end, she has really realized, like, holy shit, I can be something, I can do something.
Yeah.
As opposed to Ciri, who just meanders. Like, and this is, she's just kind of going, She has not gotten her agency yet.
Right, yeah.
The whole season, she doesn't get it. We will get that in the next season.
Bit. She was going to kill, like, the shapeshifter dude. She wanted to kill him.
Ciri?
Yeah.
Oh, the Doppler?
Yeah.
And
so, she does, like, now I don't eat rats, I don't want to kill a rat, I'd freaking kill this guy.
She then did run away from him, though.
True.
And then got tied up and got saved by Dara.
Okay, the other point to make, I think, is you still don't understand in this episode the difference of timelines. So, just watching it, I think all of this is happening for each of the three in current time. Like, you don't understand yet.
You have, and to me,
this is Yennefer's backstory. This is,
well, this is where
Ciri real time. This is Geralt backstory. Like,
this is where the show suffers from being binged and why it needs to be weekly. If it was weekly and people who cared enough could look into it, the stuff could be explained.
Yeah.
Like in the first episode, you get the hint when Renfri says, oh, she just won, Calanthe just won her first battle and just became the lioness of Syntra. Then you understand that is way before series.
Right.
With Jens, I don't think that you ever really get that, even though that is way before.
Yeah.
Like 80 years before. Like 70,
that's the
maybe
only thing is
before.
Just still in this episode, like,
no, it's the next
now watching it, I'm like, okay, like,
but I
understand the difference of timelines, but watching it for the first time, I didn't, I was like, I just thought it was okay, this is what's going on in every,
but
the
maybe
three
it's just
main
not
people's...
that important, right? I guess it's right now, it's just not really that important though either, because they're not really, oh no, because you said Geralt, that's right. So you know that, I guess you don't. Well, because you know what, Ciri's trying to find Geralt.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that Geralt has in some way gotten into contact with at least Calanthe. I don't know. But yeah, but next episode is the one where you have to pick up on the Foltest being,
yeah,
oh, this is old man Foltest, oh, this is young Foltest, and understanding that Jens is way before Geralt's.
Right.
And that you know that Ciri is probably after Geralt's because we haven't seen Geralt come into contact yet with it, them. Which will be episode four. But yeah, this show, the binging hurts it. It needs to be weekly. And I know people hate the Game of Thrones comparison, but I truly believe that if Game of Thrones was thrown out
in a
just
binge,
like this in a binge, it would not have nearly been as big as it was. Because a big thing about that was people talking about it. It's literally probably going to be the last water cooler show ever.
Right.
The one that literally people would watch on Sunday night and then go talk about it.
Yeah.
And something like this could be it.
I mean,
but it's not going to be if it's
binged. I know that's not like Netflix thing.
I know,
but Netflix could do that. They could do one episode. I mean,
they need to do it. Disney Plus did it with The Mandalorian, and The Mandalorian is the most. I like it, but it is the most basic, bare bones,
Baby Yoda,
stripped down story. But it's released weekly, and what I've noticed is people can watch it and then catch back up. I still haven't seen the last episode,
well,
but I don't. But I'm not going to fall behind and then talk about it. But then there's nothing to dissect in that.
Yeah.
But in this is one where literally you can look at it and you can have people talk and you can have that buzz. Now, granted, that buzz will eventually become so big it'll tear itself apart, like probably Game of Thrones did. But I think that it needs to go weekly. If they don't go weekly, I think it just really hurts. Because how many people did watch through it? Blitz through it, and then we're just like, oh, I enjoyed it, but they don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
And you could really enjoy it once you know what's going on.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, so like a Stranger Things kind of has, because it's very big and it's a binge-watching show, they kind of have a start and an end to each season. That's kind of not what this is. This is a very long, drawn-out story. Yeah,
this
it's
a saga.
That's a good word. Yeah. Like, so, yeah, Stranger Things did so well, and it's great binge-watching because it has a start and an end to each season. This isn't going to have that. I mean,
there's a lot going
on.
There's a ton.
Yeah.
But, and I will say this now, though. Now, at the end of the season, though, the timelines are all together.
Right.
Like,
we're all
in the same. And then it goes forward from what Blood of Elves should be. And maybe that'll make it more apt to binging. But the way that they're doing it, I don't know.
It just depends on how they do the stories. If they do it where they jump around and then they come back together and jump around.
Which, again, Sapkowski does that in the books, especially with the last one. And that's the exciting thing for me to speak to stuff about the books is they'll be able to correct or change a lot of what I felt was dumb shit in the books or unnecessary. Like we talked about Rare Species. We'll get to their episode 6 in there. But in that episode, Yen gets tied up and is about to be raped, and they tear her clothes off. And he talks about her, like, exposed breast comes out.
Yeah,
and it's like, what the fuck? Again, though, it's a, you know, boomer guy writing it in the mid-90s, but they didn't do that. Because, that's a good change to have.
Yeah.
And another change they could have is not just jumping all over these crazy timelines and going all over. Because, again, it's very weirdly written. Some people love it, especially the last book. Anybody who's listened to my podcast of Lady of the Lake, I like certain aspects of it, but I'm not that big a fan of it. Other people in that same vein love it, but either way.
I mean, even another comparison to Game of Thrones is that's how the Game of Thrones books are. They don't necessarily jump timelines, but they jump people's perspectives
Yeah.
Which
time though is messed
up. It is time is
time
messed
is
up,
different
so
on there as well.
I feel like
yeah.
it's easier to do that yeah. in a book
yeah.
versus physically watching yeah. and wanting things to be in sequential order because that's how my mind is processing it in the images I see.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit
here, here.
Cheers.
All right. So I think that's it. I'm gonna again got toss a coin, your witch are stuck in my head. And now, and again, I hope that's something, again, that people did. Because I got a screener for it. I got to see it, you know, a few weeks before. And that's something I tweeted about. And that shit was in my head. That fucking smoke detector. I apologize again for the last 20, 30 minutes of that smoke detector. I'm about to go bash it with a fucking bat. No, I'm cool. We're all cool here. So, again, I think that's going to do it. I hope everybody enjoyed it. The first episode that I did this by myself was downloaded a lot of times. So I'm assuming that means people liked it. We enjoy doing it. I hope you enjoy this. Let me know if you do, because again, that's a big thing. I don't know if people like it. Like I've had one person say, hey, I really enjoyed that first episode. That was it. That's the only feedback I've gotten on it. So at that point, I can only go by the downloads. But for all I know, people download it and then
don't listen to
turn
it
on for like 5 minutes, like, ah, fuck this. And they go right in there. Again, that's fun. I love podcasts when people do that, the live commentaries of shows they watch or movies they watch. So please let me know. I'm not begging for compliments or anything here. If you don't like it, then let me know what you don't like about it. If it's about the smoke detector, that was out of my control.
Fuck the smoke detector.
Yeah, that's in there. So let me know. All contact information will be beneath it. Witcher Podcast on Twitter, witcherpodcast@gmail.com. I can put Lindsay's Instagram on there if you want to creep on her.
Yeah.
Give her some in there.
For sure. So, thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Oh,
super
Stella.
Fun.
Yep. And Stella just jumped up to say goodbye. So it is Christmas Eve out there as well. So wish
Merry
everybody
Christmas, happy holidays.
All of that, whatever you celebrate, if you don't celebrate it.
I hope you get drunk tomorrow.
I hope you do whatever it is you want to do. If you hate Christmas because you have bad memories, then whatever you want to do, do it. I will be there in solidarity with you. Enjoy your time off. If you have time off, if you have to work, again, I agree with you there. Inviscerate the proletariat. There's no ethical consumption under capitalism. Down with all of that. I think I have everything covered here. So with that, hope you enjoyed it. Let me know. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. We'll see you on the path.
Bye.